Fact check, Nancy Pelosi is stonewalling coronavirus aid. By Kyle Olson on October 22, 2020. Claim, President Trump said House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is stonewalling additional coronavirus aid. Verdict, true. Why don't you have a COVID relief bill? Debate moderator Kristen Welker asked Trump. Because Nancy Pelosi doesn't want to, Trump responded. But you're the president, Welker countered. On October 12, Roll Call reported that a handful of Democrats were urging Pelosi to compromise with Trump on a relief bill. We're in a place that we should be able to cut a deal, Representative Ro Khanna, DCA, told the paper. Khanna said Democrats should be able to accept most of what's in the $1.8 trillion offer Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin made to Pelosi on Friday because it provides at least some relief in all the key areas they have been pushing. The offer includes $300 billion for state and local governments, $400 per week in federal unemployment benefits into January, $60 billion for rental and mortgage assistance, $28 billion in student loan relief and $15 billion in food assistance. Pelosi, however, is still unhappy with the administration's offer on state and local aid and unemployment assistance, as well as other aspects of the $1.8 trillion proposal. She's been pushing provisions from Democrats' $2.2 trillion bill the House passed October 1. On October 8, White House Deputy Press Secretary Brian Morgenstern told the Kyle Olson Show that Pelosi was putting on a show. It's because she doesn't want the American people to have help before the election because she thinks it will help President Trump. This is a purely political game she's playing that is hurting really hard-working American people, and it's terrible. It's really unforgivable, he said. Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. He is also host of The Kyle Olson Show, syndicated on Michigan radio stations on Saturdays. Listen to segments on YouTube or download full podcast episodes. Follow him on Twitter, like him on Facebook, and follow him on Parler.